The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and even in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. The people in today's gospel who are grumbling about Jesus are people who knew about Jesus. They knew Mary was his mother, he was a carpenter, where he was from, etc. But they didn't know him personally. And to know someone personally makes the difference. I think that is precisely what makes this parish hum the way it does. Tom McSweeney had the masses last weekend, and he said to me later, "The minute mass ends, that church becomes a cacophony of sound." And he said, "I looked around and everybody's standing talking to one another." He said, "I looked out front and people are standing on the sidewalk talking to one another." He said, "Every other parish I help out at, the minute mass ends, everybody runs for the parking lot." And I think that's what makes the difference. You've gotten to know one another. People tell me that they've gotten to know the people who sit around. You Catholics always sit in the same place every week. I know who's at Mass and who isn't. It's just that you change clothes. But you get to know one another, and you know me. You know my good points and my shortcomings and my quirks. A few weeks ago, we had a missionary sister here from India who does incredibly good work, but she couldn't speak English. And so before Mass, I said to her, "After the Gospel, I want you just to come into the pulpit and thank the people for having you, and then I will tell them what you do and why they should contribute." "No, Father, I give talk." I said, "No, sister, I give the talk." So after the 5 o'clock Mass, I read the Gospel and I stepped aside and she came into the pulpit. And rather than thanking the people, she pulls out her talk and starts to give it. So I just start nudging her and I'm pushing her over and I start talking. And I'm looking at you and you're all going like this and pointing. And I know what you were saying. You were saying that poor nun doesn't stand a chance with that German Kriegel. We know one another, and that makes the difference. The question is, do we know Jesus Christ, or do we just know about him? Amen.